big healthcare news, think Obamacare. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 10th day of January. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other news, the trouble with Ram trucks. That is a huge story. We've got some news out of Louisville and the Kentucky Derby for this year. ADHD drugs are in short supply, and we'll share why. The top small to mid-sized companies to work for? Hey, you want to know? We've got the list. We've also got the Wall Street Report, and Americans are falling short on what we said we thought was important. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful as always that you have decided to spend some time with us again today. Want to reach us on X? We are at IOB_NewsHour over on Threads. It's Insight on Business. And on Facebook, Insight on Business, the News Hour. The open enrollment for healthcare ends on January 16. The big surprise so far is that a record 20 million people have signed up for the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, so far. From the political angle, this looks like a win for so many Americans. But if elected, former President Trump has vowed to end the program. The latest enrollment projections means a quarter more Americans have signed up for coverage this year compared to last, which was another record-breaking year when 16.3 million enrolled in the program. Sign-ups spiked after Biden took office, with Democrats rolling out a series of tax breaks that give millions of Americans access to low-cost plans, some with $0 premiums. And you should know that while open enrollment for health insurance plans purchased through the Affordable Care Act ends on January 16, people who have been removed from Medicaid may be eligible to enroll through the end of July. The big news coming out of Washington is the massive recall of Ram trucks, and the reason is stunning. The Associated Press is reporting that the Department of Justice has ordered a recall of 600,000 Ram trucks as part of a settlement that directs engine maker Cummins Incorporated to remedy environmental damage it caused when it illegally installed emissions control software in several hundred thousand vehicles skirting emissions testing. Cummins is accused of circumventing emissions testing by using devices that can bypass or defeat emissions controls. The engine manufacturer will pay a previously announced $1.6 billion civil penalty to settle claims. That's the largest ever secured under the Clean Air Act, plus $325 million on remedies. That brings Cummins' total penalty to more than $2 billion, which officials from the U.S. Justice Department, Environmental Protection Agency, California Air Resources Board, and California Attorney General called landmark in a call with reporters. Over the course of a decade, hundreds of thousands of Ram 2500 and 3500 pickup trucks manufactured by Stellantis were equipped with the Cummins diesel engines that incorporated the bypass engine control software. This includes 630,000 installed with illegal defeat devices and 330,000 equipped with undisclosed auxiliary emission control devices. For their part, Cummins claims the company did nothing wrong. Wall Street ended the day in the green, but it was some choppy trading. Investors are waiting for the new inflation numbers that will come out on Thursday. And that should give a better outlook for what the Fed might or might not do. Those numbers from today are coming at you in just a bit. The winner of the 2024 Kentucky Derby, which is the 150th running of the Roses, will take home a bigger paycheck. The AP is reporting that the Kentucky Derby purse has been bumped up by $2 million for a total of $5 million. This year's winner will receive $3.1 million. The runner-up will earn $1 million. Third is worth $500,000. Fourth is $250,000. And fifth, $150,000. But why is the Derby called the Run for the Roses? Well, Barry Wall presented a bouquet of roses to the ladies at a party. And inspired by this gesture, Churchill Downs founder and president, Meriwether Lewis Clark, then declared that roses should be the official flower of the Derby. See what you learn here? By the way, the race is set for the 4th of May. During the COVID-19 pandemic, prescriptions for ADHD drugs surged, and that helped to fuel lingering shortages that frustrate parents and doctors. New prescriptions for stimulants used to treat the condition jumped for young adults and women during a two-year window after the pandemic hit back in March of 2020. All of this, according to a study published in the Journal for the American Medical Association, Psychiatry. Meanwhile, FDA researchers found that prescriptions also soared for non-stimulant treatments for adults of all ages. So, why the uptick? The AP reports that Dr. Ann Childress, a Las Vegas psychiatrist, sees several reasons behind the issue. Working from home made some people realize how easily they get distracted. Childress says she diagnosed a lot of parents, especially moms, who saw it in their children and then realized they may have it as well. Plus, social media made people more aware of adult ADHD throughout the years. With the U.S. labor market ending 2023 on a high note and the jobless rate holding steady at a two-decade low, economists say there's an open job for everyone who wants one. But not all employers are created equal. CBS News is reporting that Glassdoor has released the list of the top five small to mid-sized companies in which to work based on employee reviews posted anonymously on the site. Ratings focus on key workplace attributes, including environment, compensation and benefits, culture and values, diversity, and work-life balance, among other metrics. And here is that list of small to mid-sized companies. Whatnot got a 4.8 rating out of 5, WebBank 4.8, Axios Headquarters 4.7, Events.com 4.7, and Norton Labs also at 4.7. Congratulations if you get to work there. Wall Street closed higher ahead of the inflation report due out tomorrow. The Dow gained 170 points in choppy trading to close at 37,695, while the Nasdaq added 111 points to end the session at 14,969, and the S&P 500 picked up 26 points to close at 4783. Of the blue chips, communication services led the sector gainers, while energy posted the steepest decline. About the consumer price index, government data are likely to show that the CPI rose 3.2% year over year last month from a 3.1% gain in November. But, and get this, core CPI, which excludes the volatile food and energy components, eased to 3.8% from 4%, according to a survey compiled by Bloomberg. We shall see. West Texas Intermediate crude gave back on the day, losing just over 90 cents at $71.33 a barrel at news time, and the 10-year Treasury yield climbed a bit to 4.032%. And finally, there is this, and this is about how Americans are falling short on something that we, at one time, agreed was important. It seems that we're not doing nearly enough when it comes to recycling, particularly at home. Just over 20% of the plastic, glass, cardboard, and paper is actually recycled, according to a report by the Recycling Partnership. Recycling's availability is a key issue. After studying the 9,000 collection programs in the U.S., the organization discovered that 85% of single-family homes had access to recycling, but that figure fell to 37% for multifamily homes. And not every state accepts all recyclables. The partnership said forcing package producers to pay fees for their waste would dramatically boost recycling. And in case you want to know, California and Oregon have the highest recycling participation rates at 37%. A number of states, including Montana, Mississippi, North Dakota, and Alabama, have participation rates under 10%. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our good friend, James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby, wishing you a profitable evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.